Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 200 is brought to you by Tishan Reese, Chris, and Ellie Becker, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be celebrating the 200th episode of Haken. We will be competing against each other and determining which Animal Crossing game is the best in a wide variety of categories. Afterwards, I've got some special Haken trivia for Sergio and Nina. So to begin, hello Sergio, how are you doing?
Hi Chewy, hi Nina, hello to our live listeners and to our listeners, regardless of when you listen. I mean, if you have listened to any of the 200 episodes, thank you so much. We wouldn't be here without you. This is awesome.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. And then hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing good over here. I had some coffee to stay awake for 200 and excited.
That's good. I know it's already late. You're in that late time zone. So we'll try to keep it, you know, within your bedtime. We're already past it, aren't we?
Well, only because I get up so early, but we're good. We're good.
Good. Okay. Well, before we hop into all of these really great things, first, I got to do some housekeeping. Subscribe to our Haken Podcast YouTube channel. Episode 200, this episode you're listening to right now, if you're on YouTube, this is it. This is the last episode of Haken that's going to appear on the Chewy Plays YouTube channel. So you're going to have to subscribe over to the Haken Podcast YouTube channel. That is where the show will live. I think it's gotten to the point where we probably should have had its own dedicated channel for this a while ago, but now we're making it official. So follow the link in the description. You can find it there, along with all of our official Haken social media pages. I've started trying to fill those out a little bit more with some stuff here and there. So we've started posting some of the old artwork from the show, if you want to kind of relive that. I've been doing about one a week or so whenever I get the chance. So yeah, if you're interested in seeing some of the past art, it'll be showing up on our Twitter and our Instagram. And then outside of that, Patreon tiers are updated to kind of represent what is going on with Chewy Plays. If you want to learn more, you can head there. It's just patreon.com/Chewy Plays. It used to be Chewy Plays Nintendo. Just omit the Nintendo part. That doesn't exist in it anymore. And then one last thing I want to tell you all is that we are inviting you all to once again share your voices on the podcast, and we are asking for your favorite Animal Crossing memories. This time around, we want you specifically to send us an email at hakenpodcast@gmail.com to share your Animal Crossing memories. Everybody who does will be entered to win a couple pieces of Haken memorabilia. So I've got a couple calendars that I'm ready to give out. They're out of date, but they have wonderful prints. But they will also come with a nice little handwritten note on a Haken postcard. So if you are interested in that, please send us an email with your favorite Animal Crossing memory. And you can join us next week for... Actually, the date may vary on this, depending, because I like to get these recorded on weekends when the UK can join and everything. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know on this one, because I am out of town this weekend. But we are planning on having a live show sharing your Animal Crossing memories, and then even having some people call in and give us some of theirs live. We've had some call-in shows now, and I think with the stages that Discord did give us, though there are some problems, it's pretty cool that they allow us to easily let you all in the calls and join us on the show. So, and once again, if you are not able to attend live, we will read some of those emails as well. Yeah. So That's your chance. That's your chance to join us. We'll be doing this as kind of like kicking off the new channel, also celebrating being past episode 200. It's a big milestone for sure.
Yeah.
And those calendars, like you said, even though they are out of date, the paper you guys printed them on is so nice. So really, you just have like 12 beautiful works of art.
Yeah, the prints are top quality for sure.
Yeah,
I got very lucky with that. I just kind of went through a company that also worked with the company I worked at, so I got a good deal from them to make them as good as they were. Otherwise, I think they could have easily charged me like double the price for the quality we got out of that. Oh, man. So yeah, two giveaway calendars. Once again, you can send us the email at hakenpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm pretty sure you can find that email address on our social media pages and the YouTube. So yeah, just head on over there and we'll be waiting to hear from all of you. Okay, so that's everything out of the way. Now we can celebrate. Mm-hmm. How are you both feeling?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Sergio, I want to double check with you. You've got a little randomizer, right, to assign us some games here?
Yes, we are ready. And yeah, I'm pretty excited too. This is going to be fun.
Awesome. Well, then let me let the audience in on what is going on. Sergio, you have done this in the past on Nintendo Jump Podcast. This is the metagame, and this is the Animal Crossing edition. Basically, yes. We will each be assigned a random Animal Crossing game, probably each round, right, Sergio?
Yes.
Okay, each round we're going to be assigned a random Animal Crossing game, and we have to fight for that game like our lives depend on it. And as an example, the first one isn't going to be quite to that, but basically we've got some different categories like best music, best shops, best visuals, all that sort of thing, and we're gonna argue out why they're the best. So our first round will be a little bit of a warm-up. It's a little different. We're not going to get assigned an Animal Crossing game, but we each told each other our favorite tool, and we're going to argue why it's the best tool. Nina, what's your favorite tool?
Well, I like to slash and burn, so my favorite is the axe. You couldn't do anything without the axe. Like, you place down a little tent, and boom, there's a tree right where the entrance is. You can't even see your beautiful building. So, you know, you got to chop it down. Because not every game had the little eating fruit magic muscle maker. So you had to chop it. You got to move it somehow. Plus, you know, with all the crafting that we have to do, you got to get all that wood. So, like, you know, three different types. You got a lot of work to do. It's, you know, it's where would you be, especially without your axe.
I think you're making some good points here. That's a strong, strong argument for the axe. Sergio, what's your favorite tool?
My favorite is the fishing rod. And here's why. So with the fishing rod, you get everything you need. You get entertainment because fishing is fun. A lot of us know that. A lot of us discovered that with Animal Crossing, kind of. You get nourishment because you fish for eating, right? Mm-hmm. And you get fish for money, too. If you get a really good one and you're already filled with enough fish and you're not hungry, you can sell it and make a lot of dough. So you get money, you get food, and you get entertainment. I think this is the only tool that gives you all three easily. If we want to say that the axe gives you nourishment, things get a little violent. And I don't think we want to think about that. But the fishing rod, you know, nice and simple. Fish, yeah.
Well, you know what, Sergio? I think you've got a real good argument here for the fishing rod, but I've got a rebuttal for you. Oh. Because I am of the... I believe the net does those things too. I think it provides money, nourishment, and entertainment.
Really?
And even goes beyond to provide some destruction. And let me tell you why. Bugs, you can eat them. What's stopping you? Catch them, eat them. They're expensive. You know exactly what you're getting. So you just use the net, catch a bug, sell it. And you know what? Even if you don't like eating bugs, you got the money to buy yourself some food right there. Oh. So, and as far as entertainment goes, I feel like you've never hit your villagers on the head with a net. That is some quality entertainment mixed in with the violence. So I think the net is going to have to take it for me.
Guys, I think you're overlooking the nourishment an axe could bring.
Tell us more.
Especially depending on which villagers you have on your island.
It's true. Yeah, we know what Nina's eating for dinner tonight.
Except for I'm mostly vegan.
That's true. So all of you in the chat, since we are recording live, go ahead and throw out who you think made the best argument here, and we will start introducing some of the other categories. We're going to play it by ear, because I do have a semi-long trivia to go over, but we do have, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other categories that we're going to go into. We're getting a real mixed results here. Like, I can't believe no one said shovel. Somebody voted for Sergio. Somebody for Nina. Nobody for me. I'm surprised. Come on. one for me. It looks like Nina, you might have won. No, actually, Tumeg said your name twice. That's not allowed. it's a tie. Three-way tie here. Let's go ahead and hop into the actual game. That was just a warm-up one. So, the first category is music, and we are going to argue which game has the best music. Sergio, will you go ahead and assign us some games?
Yes, these are randomly assigned, so you don't necessarily have to be right with your answer, but if your argument is the best, you win. So you just gotta sell it. First assignments we have, Chewy, you get population growing. Nina, you get city folk.
Oh my gosh.
And I get happy home designer.
That's an interesting mix. I mean, I think I'm confident I can go first here. Population growing has the best music in Animal Crossing. It is not only the beginning of the game, it is basically every new track in it is amazing, which is all of them. You got all the KK Slider songs and you got all the hourly songs. And the hourly songs, they do things that future Animal Crossing games don't do. They go above and beyond to be quirky and strange and make you feel like this is kind of a weird place and kind of a weird game. And everybody gets that, you know? I feel like the music perfectly captures the quirky vibe of Animal Crossing, and yeah, population growing just does it. Also, it's got the best song ever made, the Rainy Day music.
Aw.
Ooh.
How do you fight that? That's really good.
You gotta fight it with Happy Home Designer, Sergio.
Yeah. Well, I can try. I could try. See, here's the thing. So Happy Home Designer, as we know, is the first spin-off in Animal Crossing. And the music aspect of it also has a bit of a spin-off. Yes, it doesn't have hourly music, but it does have really good music still. And, it, you know, like the game itself, the music in the game is different too. But it still has the Animal Crossing magic, so much so that one of the songs, or maybe even more, because I believe there's a remix in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So Nintendo knows that Happy Home Designer has good music, and they remade some of the tracks for one of their most popular fighting games. So yeah, it's different and it doesn't have the hourly music, but that kind of makes it special. I think Happy Home Designer has good music and it shouldn't be overlooked.
Mm, those are good points. Good points. I mean, remix worthy for Smash, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
what about you, Nina?
Obviously, the right answer is City Folk. Because it takes one of the most iconic soundtracks of all games, which was Wild World, and it kind of like takes it up to an 11. So you get it like with more sound on the Wii, and I mean, even the city had such a good soundtrack that in New Horizon they turned it into a KK Slider song. So, you know, it's got to be immortalized because that is some good music. And, you know, Wild World is like most nostalgic for most people because it brought the highest number of players into Animal Crossing, which is just the same music as City Folk. So, you know, win-win for everyone.
Mm.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think you got me at Immortalized by KK Slider.
That's actually one of my favorite songs. The little KK.
It's such a good one. Really
Cafe
good,
yeah. KK. Yeah.
The city, Animal City, I think.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, where it's like the city remix. So in the chat, go ahead and let us know who you feel won that one, and we'll start pulling up the next round here. Sergio, go ahead and assign us some games before we know what we're arguing about.
Ooh. So, Chewy, you're going to argue for a Vivo Festival.
Oh, yes. I kind of wish I got this one for music, to be honest with you.
Nice. Nina, you are going to argue for Pocket Camp.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna argue for Happy Home Designer again.
You are on the Happy Home Designer train. Yeah. And it looks... I mean, not to toot my own horn here, but it looks like most of chat went with me on the music side of things.
All right, we're doing shops now?
Oh, man. Yes. This. I don't know how I'm going to argue this one, but which has the best shops? Mm. Which Animal Crossing game? Sergio, you know a lot about Happy Home Designer. Tell us about the shops here.
Yes, I totally play this game a lot. but okay, I do know this though. In Happy Home Designer, it's mostly about the interior decorating, some exterior too. But here's the thing, it doesn't necessarily have shops compared to how they are in the mainline games. But the best thing about this is that in Happy Home Designer, you can make your own shops. And this was the first game that introduced a lot of interior decorating features. So whenever we are reminded of this, like by now we're used to them in New Horizons, but when we first did them in Happy Home Designer, they were special. And they're always going to be immortalized into our minds as, oh, this was the first time that I was able to do this, to select a rug and select the size of it and position it with a touchscreen. And all those memories are going to go back to your brain about Happy Home Designer and the shops that you made in it. So I think the fact that it was the first major improvement in interior design, it allowed us to make any shops we wanted, and we're always going to remember HHD because of that.
Yeah, that's very strong. It's a really unique game in the sense of, like, shops exist, they're not really used in the same way, but you do get such a hand in creating it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Nina, what's your argument here? Did you get Pocket Camp again? Is that the one?
Yes.
Again?
No, not again, but I was trying to remember which one you had. Yes. Tell us about the shops in Pocket Camp.
Oh, Pocket Camp has adorable shops. They've got cute little tents that are set up. You can go and visit all your favorite little friends because they're actually in Pocket Camp, unlike New Horizons. Plus, they brought us some of my favorite special characters, the OK Motors crew. Who doesn't like to go and get your little camper, like, immortalized? Not immortalized. Get your little camper customized to fun little decorations. You can expand your camper with these people. They argue with each other. They're hilarious. And you get to eat fortune cookies forever. You're just always eating cookies and getting new stuff. So I don't know what Pocket Camp doesn't have.
That is a great point. Yeah, definitely. There's so, and shots fired at New Horizons in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a game that definitely has the best shops, and that is Amiibo Festival. It has Nook's Cranny somewhere on that board. It has Able Sisters somewhere on that board. And it has, I'm going to fire shots at New Horizons once again. It has Brewster's Cafe.
Ooh.
I don't see that in New Horizons. So those shops, if you land next to them, there's some little story about something related to the shops there. It's usually that you didn't have enough money and Timmy and Tommy wouldn't let you buy their stuff. And then you're sad, but you know what? That's what we got. And I will say one more thing. It's not officially a shop, but you can buy outfits for the characters. Uh-huh. No, no, you can't. Never mind. I think you just unlock them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Points you, after one. You know, that's a shop.
It's got Brewster's Cafe. What more can I say?
Just the outside.
Just the outside of it. It's real pleasant. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and let the chat say who they feel won that argument. And we'll get into this next category. So the next category is which game has the best visuals. This one, there are a lot of strong visuals in Animal Crossing. Sergio, assign us a game.
All right, Chewy, you get Pocket Camp.
Ooh.
Nina, now you get Happy Home Designer. And I'm going to argue for New Leaf. Yes.
Oh, man. All right. So just as far as results go for the last one, pretty close between Nina and Sergio. Not really. Nina stole it, for sure.
Nice.
I, of course, did not get a single vote. I thought Brewster would carry the show here.
Look, it's all a roll of the dice. You never know when you're going to win.
You never know. You never know. Awesome. Just to double check, I got Pocket Camp on visuals?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Sergio, I don't think you've started quite yet, have you?
Not sure, but I can go. Because
yeah, kick us off.
See, New Leaf is very memorable. And it was, when we think about it, compared to the previous Animal Crossing, when New Leaf was the newest one, that makes sense, it was City Folk. But New Leaf really kicked it up several notches in a lot of visual departments, definitely the lighting, because now that your town is so open and you have such a large beach, there were so many lighting effects that the 3DS could handle based on trickle-down GameCube technology that we had on a handheld now. And the 3DS in New Leaf, it was really able to shine, literally. A lot of things were shining in the game, and you could tell. New Leaf really changed the landscape for how Animal Crossing looked at the time, and I would say it laid a good foundation for how it looks now. New Leaf is very memorable to a lot of us, but I think the visuals are a big part of that memory.
Yeah, and you're totally right. It captured that big shift in character design too.
So,
it's a special one for sure. I'll go next here. I think the visuals in Pocket Camp are pretty great, mostly because they did an autumn update and all the trees are red now. So I love that. But also, I think the biggest visual that we get from Pocket Camp is substantial updates. Every single update, we get a nice new item to play with, but not even just one item, sets of items. We've got the gardening portion where we're getting more items for that. We've got a fishing tournament, getting more items for that. Collecting gyroids. Can you visualize a gyroid in this day and age? Not like you can in Pocket Camp. It's got some real nice things. And you have so much of an ability to really take in the models for Animal Crossing characters as well. This game truly lets you look at those and if you're DIY crossing, lets you more clearly get a picture of how they could be rendered and make a sculpture out of them.
That's true. That's true.
Pocket Camp, it's got the visuals. What do you think, Nina?
Oh, well, step aside, you guys, because Happy Home Designer is once again here to win the argument. Happy Home Designer is like New Leaf, but smoother and more beautiful. It's got amazing visuals in the little downtown area. The shops and the restaurants and the little office building are all to like almost actual scale. It's not like a little TARDIS building where it's a teeny tiny cafe and then when you walk in, it's enormous. I thought that was always really cool. You know, they brought us a ton of brand new items, things that hang from the ceiling, things that are interactive. You could change the lighting in a room by opening and closing the blinds or changing the colors of lamps. I thought that was super cool. So Happy Home Designer was everything that New Leaf was in you know, fun, cutesy visuals, plus more.
Oh, wow. That was really well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
I actually like that game a whole lot.
It's a truly great game. I'm glad it's getting highlighted here today. So, as always, chat, go ahead and let us know who you felt won that, obviously me. But yeah, let us know. Sergio, you want to assign us some games real quick? We'll do this style before we reveal the category.
Nice. Okay, Chewy, now you have Wild World.
Ooh.
First time featured. Now, Nina, you get Amiibo Festival.
All right.
And I get Population Growing.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So I'm seeing a lot of votes roll in. It looks pretty split between Nina and Sergio here. I think Sergio may have won it. No, it looks tied. Tied. You both won. It looks, yeah, tied 4-4 in these, in the chat here. Unless there's going to be some tiebreaker thing here. No, you both.
Logan,
you both
said
won,
there are no winners in war.
All right. So this next category is which game has the best story? And Nina, you want to start us off here?
I do, because unlike many Animal Crossing games, Amiibo Festival actually does have a story, especially if you keep on playing the board game and not waste time on like the little trivia and adventure games. You get actual story, you get depth to the characters around you, you get stung by bees, you lose money, you lose a lot of things in Amiibo Festival, and it brings all the characters to life. So instead of having to use your boring old imagination, you get hand-fed a story just for you. And you can choose whatever monthly setting you want your story to be in. There you go.
I like that. I think that's solid. Very solid. You get a lot of little character vignettes, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sergio, what are you thinking here?
Well, obvious. It's so obvious that it's Population Growing, not only because it's the first game in the series, right? And how are you going to know what a game is about if you don't play the first one? That's where you got to start. That's where we got Tom Nook. That's where we got Rover. Does anybody remember Rover? He's like a special character in New Horizons and in a single or very limited event, but in Population Growing, he was one of the first characters you meet. There's a lot of lore there. You get a hint that he knows Tom Nook. They're somehow related in their past lives, and you know you get hints of story there. You also get in Population Growing. There's a lot of rumors and speculation of random events that can happen if you go to Tom Nook at like 2 a.m. He might be there, he might not be. There's a lot of little like folklore stories tied to the game because there's a lot of story there. Obviously, because it's the first game, that's where everything started. And every other game after it, whether a mainline or a spin-off, it's just adding on to it, yeah. But the foundation, Population Growing, that has the most story.
Makes sense. It's got definitely a kickoff point for the series, but I gotta tell you, Sergio, I feel like this isn't fair because Wild World actually has the best story in this whole series, and I'll tell you why. For one, this game got its own movie because of how deep it was. Oh. That movie is, of course, the Animal Crossing movie. Wonderful little storyline, has aliens. What else could you ask for? But I'll tell you this, to, you know, just seal the deal here with Wild World. Wild World gave us depth in our characters. It told us we were moving to this place, we got to ride a taxi, and then we were meeting characters with, like, real emotions, real anger, real passion, you know. Every single time you talk to the villagers in that game, it just unlocked more and more until you get to this really amazing point in the story where they give you their photo. Never before has that been done before. You are being rewarded for engaging with the life around your town. So for me, Wild World just takes the cake with the story.
Wow, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, go ahead and leave your votes in the chat here. Tell us what you think, and we will go ahead and set up the next round. This time, which game has the best cast? Sergio, will you go ahead and roll us some games here?
All right, Chewie, you get the ever famous New Horizons finally featured.
Wow.
Oh. Nice. Nina, you get Amiibo Festival.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
And I get Pocket Camp.
Nice. It's leaning very heavily into those those spin-off titles.
It really is.
All right. So let's go ahead and look at how the votes panned out. And it looks like, Sergio, you have won it by one vote.
Oh, wow.
According to the ones that came in. So, yeah, Sergio, you nice. Take that Thank round. You. I'm not actually keeping track of score, to be honest with you. I don't know who won each one. But as far as the best casts go, I mean, easily New Horizons. I just don't think there's a cast of characters that gets you quite, I guess, ingrained in the experience, you know? From the get-go, like, you meet Timmy and Tommy, they're setting you up, but then, like, right away, like, you're thrown into the situation with two other villagers, and it just feels so intimate, and they're, you know, they're very strong characters. You've got a jock, you've got a sisterly, and both of them are going through this experience with you. So right away, you're like tied in to the people on there. And then you got Tom Nook, a stronger presence than ever. He is just clearly the lead that we all want to see in this world. He's ambitious. He's got an entrepreneurial spirit. And you're just rooting for the guy. He's got this goal in mind that's very clear. He wants you to take this island, make it great. And how else do you do that? By getting the biggest star of all, KK Slider. He is just a pivotal part of this cast that really pushes that plot along and keeps the game moving. So I just think the cast is so, it may be small, but I think that smallness really allowed them to focus in on the characters and make them as great as possible.
Nice.
I like to see you do that with Amiibo Festival, Nina.
Oh, I can. Just you wait. Amiibo Festival, the most amazing game ever created for the Wii U. You know, because the cast is literally everyone. No one was left out in Amiibo Festival like in other Animal Crossing games. You can see all your old friends and your new friends. Plus, you get to go on desert island adventures with them before desert islands were all bought up by Nook Inc. So you get to actually, you know, explore a desert island and learn how to work the land with all your little Amiibo friends. You can scan any Amiibo card, your little heart desires, any single character you want to play with, you can do that. Plus, you know, it has online capabilities, so you can play with your friends, so your friends become the cast as well. You know, it's an amazing game that everyone should play more than once in their life.
I am a strong believer that it's the next port that we're getting from the Wii U to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking here, Sergio?
Well, I mean, I like your answers, but I'm sorry to say that definitely the right answer is actually Pocket Camp. Because in Pocket Camp, not only do you have almost all the villagers understood, not all of them, but a little detail that Nina left out is that you actually need the amiibo if you want to see everyone in Amiibo Festival. See, so in Pocket Camp, you don't necessarily need the amiibo, and you can have whoever you want in your campsite, and you can change them super easily. Imagine trying to change your New Horizons villagers as easily as you can in Pocket Camp. No, it takes days, weeks, months to get the villagers you want. In Pocket Camp, it takes seconds, literally seconds. And all the special characters are there. You can have KK on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. I did. I had him every single day. And you can have whoever you want every day, and you can switch them if you want. So Pocket Camp has everybody. It has the OK Motor Screw, the only game that has those amazing birds. So I think it's pretty clear that Pocket Camp really has the best cast because it has everybody whenever you want them.
This is solid. This is solid. I think you all made excellent arguments. Chat, you know the deal. Throw it in there. Tell us who won that. We are getting to the end of this whole thing. We've got one more category left. Sergio, give us a roll here.
Chewy, you get Wild World. Mm. Nina, you get New Horizons. Mm. And I get Amiibo Festival.
I laugh because it's going to be a tough one to handle on this. The last category is, which is the best game? And I'll go ahead and see the chat here. I think I may have won. It nice. Looks like I got so. The votes on that last category. So nice. We are arguing which is the best game. Sergio, I feel like you have to start here.
Oh, well, okay. In a very unusual way, yes, Amiibo Festival is the best Animal Crossing game, and let me tell you why. And again, it comes down to a thing that you can do in this game, and only in this game. This is the only game where you can play as the magnificent KK Slider. And you can, if you have a different favorite special character, you can switch that around. It's the only game where you can play as Tom Nook or as any of your favorite special character. And you actually control them. If they want to go to the left or the right, guess what? It's up to you. It's not up to them. It's because in any other Animal Crossing game, you're just an observer. You don't really get to dictate how the special characters live their life. You're there. You're not a participant. You're just there to watch. But in Amiibo Festival, you get to decide. You get to make the choices. That's my argument.
That's solid. I think you've won me over for sure. Nina, can you do better?
Oh, yeah, because New Horizons is the best Animal Crossing game that has ever existed, which is the utter truth. We can place furniture outside. It's amazing. It's everything everyone has ever wanted. You have become not a mayor or a villager. You have become a literal god. You can move earth and water. It's incredible. What other Animal Crossing game allows you to do something so powerful? There's an actual story at the beginning of the game that brings you from actual desert island to amazing metropolis, and it all is featuring the bestest boy, KK Slider. And there's new characters, not just old characters that we can revisit, but adorable brand new characters like, you know, little emo Flick and jock boy CJ and adorable dodos who all they ever wanted to do in life was fly. So they started a plane company. Like, what is more wholesome than that? New Horizons is an amazing update to the Animal Crossing series, and it is going to be hard to top because it's the best.
That's definitely a grand argument for nice. It. And maybe you won me over, too. I'm loving what you're both saying. But I got to be honest with you. I just don't think any of those games match up to what Wild World does. This game took what Animal Crossing was and made it so much more accessible, so much more exciting for players. So many people started with this game, and it's clear to see it's because of how good it was. For one, it took everything we knew and loved about the previous Animal Crossing game, rolled it all into our fingertips to take with us on the go. I can't tell you how many summer vacations that saved my own town. Gone were the days where villagers moved when I didn't check in, because I was right there to see them. On top of that, this is one of the first games that had online play for Animal Crossing. This allowed us to go and visit other people's towns, go and do the shopping. It basically made what Animal Crossing is today. It crawled so New Horizons could run. It did all of the work that we needed in order to finally see the potential behind Animal Crossing. So I think Wild World just takes the cake for me.
Nice.
All right, everybody, go ahead and throw your votes in the chat. Who had the best argument? Which game is truly the best Animal Crossing game? Let us know, and I guess we're going to have some fun here. This part, there's only really one question I have in here that I don't know the answer to. But it is a trivia, and I've got it set up in a pretty fun way. We have categories. The first category is the Chewy category. These are all questions revolving around Chewy, one of the hosts of Haken, and also me. The next category, you could probably guess, we've got a Sergio category. Oh. And I think based on those two, you can guess that the third one's going to be the Nina category.
Oh my gosh.
But it does not stop there. We also have a guest category and a general category. All five of these categories have three questions, except for the Chewy, Sergio, Nina categories have a bonus question. Oh. And if you can guess that, I mean, you're probably going to win the game, because honestly, I don't think you're going to guess these. they're very difficult, and they may not have an answer to them at all. All right, so looking back really quickly before we move on, I think Nina may have won with with everybody voting New Horizons the best game, as expected. But I think we made some solid arguments today.
Yeah, you know, you got to argue for what you're given.
Yep, you can only, sometimes life gives you New Horizons, sometimes it gives you Amiibo Festival. You can't control that. All right, both of you, these questions are, of course, for both of you. I'm going to let both of you answer, but I'm going to switch up who goes first. I guess we'll start with Nina answering first, and then Sergio, and then, you know, we'll swap that every question, just so it's fair, right? So we'll start with the Chewy category. The first question, Nina, I know you hate these number questions. There's going to be a lot of them. How many episodes of the podcast was Chewy in, including today's 200th episode? I just wanted to clarify that since, you know, we're recording right now.
I knew that when you said you had made trivia questions for us that it was going to be all numbers or years or dates. Let's see. How many episodes have you been in? I think you've been in 198 episodes.
All right. Sergio, what is your answer here?
199.
And Sergio is correct. I've been in 199 episodes of Haken. There is one that I missed, and that's actually the next question.
Ooh.
What episode was missing me? Sergio, you can answer first on this one.
I think it was 99.
Nina?
Oh, geez. 76.
All right. Both of your answers in, and Sergio pulls ahead even further. Episode 99, Sergio recorded on his own. So that's
I knew it was the one before a big number. So.
Yeah. Right before a big number. Funny enough. All right. Now, here's the last question. Another numbers question. How many episodes of the podcast only had me? No guests, no other hosts, just me. Nina?
20.
Sergio?
1.
You both are incorrect. The answer is 3.
Only
3 episodes.
Napping Rat got that one.
One was semi-recent, and the other two were episode 1 and 2.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's literally just me. No other voices appeared.
Right.
Wow.
Though I was tempted on the episodes to put your sign-offs at the very end, just edit it from a previous episode. So fun. Maybe I'll surprise you both with that at some point. All right, so you made it through the first category, but there is a bonus question here. This one is you're not going to get it right, I can tell you right now. But the question is, how many times did Chewie say the word tree through the entirety of the show?
Excuse me?
Sergio, I guess we'll start with you here.
I would guess 1,243.
All right, Nina?
I mean, the tree is silent in every word you speak, so millions.
You both were very, very close, but the answer I was looking for was a trillion.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting to make these puns forever.
No, it's time to unsubscribe.
You're welcome. I'll be here all night. All right, let's get into the Sergio category, which might be your strong point, Sergio. The first question is, in what episode did Sergio first appear? Nina, you'll start us off here.
The numbers, Chewy. I guess episode 3. No, 4, because you did 3 by... No, 3, because you did 2 and then 1. So 3. No, 2. 3.
All right. Sergio?
Okay, I was actually going to go with 4, so I'm going with 4.
And Sergio continues his streak. It is episode 4.
Oh, that was tricky. Three was also very possible, Nina.
Yep, very, very close, very close. Next question. How many episodes of the podcast only had Sergio? And Sergio, you want to start us off here?
1.
Nina?
1. I'm not
cheating.
Both of
you are correct. Both of you are correct. 1 is the answer. I kind of, gave it to you all in the last one when... We explained that I was missing from episode 99. Sergio filled in for that one. This last question, number 3. Sergio is the biggest KK Slider fan around. How many KK Slider amiibo figures does he have? Nina's first here.
What? How is he allowed to be answering this question? I'm mutinizing. What? 10, 11, 15.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
15?
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Okay, I'm actually going to answer this one too, because I don't think I knew the answer.
Okay.
And I want to say 17.
You're a little short there. We're at 24.
Oh my gosh. What?
When did you get to 24?
Yeah.
Okay, well, 24. Sergio pulls even further ahead. But, as always, we do have a bonus question for Sergio here.
Ooh.
How many times did Sergio say nice throughout the entire show? Nina? All right, Sergio's turn. Sergio's first on this one.
Okay, so 200. I'll say 2,000.
Nina?
99.
Pretty close. It was just a nice amount.
A nice amount?
99.
I hate you.
Yep, just a nice amount of nice. That's what he said.
This is like when Phoebe asked everybody in Friends to describe the trees.
All right. So this one, Sergio, you're going to have to be honest here because I think Nina's first on a couple of these questions. Uh-huh. So this is the Nina category. Sergio, we trust you. We know you'll be good. First question for the Nina category. In what episode did Nina first appear? And you know what? Just so it's not... you'll get bonus if you get the number right, but if you just tell me what the episode was too, that I'll take that. Nina, you'll go first here. Sergio, like I said,
it was the one that I talked about. Art. I don't know the number. Art. It's the art episode. I wasn't a host.
Sergio, what's your answer here?
Let's go.
From you, I need the number.
88.
you said 88?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you, Sergio. You were pretty close. The answer was 78.
Oh, wow. Not bad.
So you were just off by 10. And yes, Nina, it was the art episode. You nice. Get a point for that.
Nice. Yay, it's my first point.
You're winning.
I won.
It counts for how many points or how many numbers Sergio was off from that last one. So you got 10.
There you go. All right.
Question number two. How many Nienart segments have we had on the show? And I want to clarify, like, it's specifically Nienart. Sergio?
Oh, tricky part there. Okay. Three.
Nina?
Four? I don't remember. Am I allowed to look at my Google Doc?
No.
Oh.
No cheating. The answer is indeed four.
Four. Yeah,
you got it right. We did the fourth one not too long ago. Sergio, you're off by one, so Nina gets another point. No, I'm just kidding.
It's because the first one wasn't called Nienart at the time.
And none of them are called Nienart.
They're all called Nienart. But yes, the first one where Nina appeared was not Nienart quite yet. Okay, third question for the Nina category. What episode did Nina officially join as co-host? Nina, you're first here.
Let's me think. I was another guest for the opening weekend of New Horizons, and then joined like five episodes later. I don't 121.
Sergio?
131.
Oh, both of you hovering very close to the answer. Man. The official episode was 128. Ooh. And funny enough, you were on 127, so it was tricky. You were on the week before, but then after that, we officially added you as part of the cast. So our bonus question here. How many times did Nina laugh on the show, Sergio?
Let's see. So from 128, 240 times.
Nina?
I mean, in my soul, I'm Wednesday Adam, so none laugh.
Well, you both were very close, but the answer is really, her laugh made up about a giggle byte of data.
No.
You're welcome. I'll be here all night, like I said. Unfortunately, those are all the jokes that I wrote in today. So the next two categories will not have bonus questions with nonsense answers. But the next category is our guest category. The first question is, who was the first guest on Haken, Nina?
The first guest. Was it that YouTube girl?
Sergio?
It was your friend. I don't know his name, but it was your friend.
Matt?
No.
Oh.
Sergio's very close here. It is a friend of mine. It was episode 3, just before Sergio joined. And it was my friend Connor from Uber Crit.
Ah, yes.
But unfortunately, your friend is not acceptable, so you lost.
Your friend. At least it wasn't a number question.
2. I think you'll like the rest of these, Nina. There's a lot less numbers. Actually, no, there's numbers in the next one. But this whole category is not numbers. For episode 100, we had a special guest. Who was it, Sergio?
I might be... No, that's the wrong name. I don't remember the name. It's not Crazy Tegan.
No. Unfortunately, we haven't had Chrissy Tegan on the show, but I have reached out. Nina?
We all the Haken people put together voicemails, didn't we? So everybody was on it. And I even recorded my classroom at one point saying congratulations. So it was a lot of people.
Yes.
You get a lot of points for
yes.
that.
Yes.
You get a lot nice of pool, points for nice. That. And Kelsey Lewin.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. You got it. You got it. Very tricky one. The last question here. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you're both going to get this one right. What was your favorite memory with one of our guests, Nina?
Oh. Man, we've had a lot of good guests. I really enjoyed talking with our composer friend who does the new, what is it, new grounds, new building ground. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Scruffy. So Scruffy.
Yes, Scruffy. Thank you. He was fun to talk to, especially about music stuff. And he had a nice voice. So, you know, double whammy right there.
Yeah, excellent. Nice. You get a point. Nice. Sergio, time for you to get a point.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the name, but it was the person that did the custom amiibo.
Oh, yes. DIY Crossing, yeah. Brackenhawk.
Yes, oh, yes. They also had a great voice, and they were hilarious.
Yes.
I love that episode.
Mm-hmm. Always a really good special one. Yeah, we've had some really great people on. And I also want to say, you know, when we've had people from here on Haken, has been really great. Quantrell, always a standout on the show whenever he visits. So, yeah, all of you, you'll have a chance to be on pretty soon. So I hope you stick around and keep hanging out with us. Hopefully you haven't signed off and unsubscribed after my puns here. All right, so we've got one last category, and it's Nina's favorite. It's numbers and dates, the general category. This one's a tough one. How many episodes did we record between the announcement and release of New Horizons, Sergio?
Oh, the announcement.
So when the game was announced to when it released.
Oh, boy, that's tricky. Okay. I'm going to say 60.
Nina?
Oof. I mean, it was more than 100 days because we did the countdown. And there's 60 days in a month. What? And there's...
I'm just doing the quick math.
4 months. I mean, 4 weeks in a month. So, more than 8.
You're getting real close, real hot.
Nineteen.
All right. Sergio was definitely closer here, and it's sad that the number is as large as it is, but the answer is 81.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
We recorded 81 episodes of the podcast between announcement and release. How did we do it? I have no idea. No
hunger,
idea whatsoever.
Hunger.
Yeah, we are hungry for the game for sure. All right, we've got 2 questions left. This next one, how many Animal Crossing games released during our show?
Oh. Nina. Hmm. Pocket Camp was definitely one. New Horizons was one. And Happy Home Design. Did Amiibo? Three? Three or four? Three and a half.
Sergio?
Two.
Sergio is correct with two. Pocket Camp and New Horizons. Yes. Pocket Camp was one of Sergio's first episodes, if not the first.
Very first.
Wow. Okay.
Very first episode, and we had some actual news to talk about. Yeah. Isn't that something? All right. So our final question, maybe you'll get it. I actually look this up every single year around this time of year. When is Haken's anniversary, Sergio?
Oh, boy. September 19.
Nina?
September 16.
Both of you are hovering so close to the date. The answer is September 18.
Oh, come on.
So close. I'm proud of both of you for getting it. And just as a fun little fact, a fun little bonus, Haken's birthday twin is Bubbles.
Oh,
the hippo. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, fun, cute little bonus right there for all of you. So thank you both for playing. It's been a lovely time seeing how well you'd fare in this Haken trivia. But before we close out the show, as always, we have our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show for all of you. This week's question was, what is the most nostalgic Animal Crossing song or track for you? So we'll go Sergio, then Nina, then me on this.
Sounds good. The first answer is from Quantrell Tobal, and he said, a track so amazing they made it a KK song. Rainy Day from Population Growing on the GameCube.
I put that as an argument toward the music in Population Growing because
yes.
That track just takes me back. Mm-hmm. It fills me with the feels.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Mm-hmm. Nebula says, probably the game select screen music from New Leaf. It was my first Animal Crossing game, one of the first tracks I heard, and one I hear every single time I played. Congrats on 200 episodes!
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Those title screen music, it's like you have them memorized without even realizing it until you listen to them again. Because like Nebula said, you hear it every time you play. So whether you're paying attention or not, it's in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sinks into your brain, you know? Mm-hmm. Samantha B said, 2 days ago, it brings me back to my first Animal Crossing, Animal Crossing Wild World. I just love it so much, I can sing it along with KK. That's incredible. I'm going to have to listen to your cover of it if you ever make one. But also, really, really great song.
Yeah, definitely. Sasha505 said, it has to be KK Lament for me. It's such an emotional song. There are even English covers of it on YouTube that are really good. Also, I heard that this is Tom Nook's favorite song. Oh, I'm curious about that. I wonder why. It's just kind of sad.
I wonder, is that true? Is that a thing?
I think he does say it.
Oh, wow. Oh. I'm amazed.
Yeah, that's a good one. The cover's really good, too.
Yeah.
And Ganuki says, for me, it's the City Folk and technically Wild World main theme. I was only in first or second grade when the first game came out, so the music didn't really stick with me, but I was very conscious of the music by City Folk. Whenever I hear the tune, I just get thrown back to much easier, calmer days. Also, the use of it in Animal Crossing Movie makes me tear up too because I just think of my childhood. To me, this theme is perfectly captures how it should feel to play Animal Crossing. Relaxed, cozy, and a pure, wholesome escape.
Mm,
that's
very
so
nice.
Good. Yes, I love this song too. The wild world just gets me.
Oh, for sure. Those themes are just like, oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Filmmaker said, "For me, it's probably the New Leaf main title theme. New Leaf was my first introduction to Animal Crossing, and now, whenever I hear that track, it reminds me of when I first booted up the game, and I knew it was something special."
Yes.
What are those title themes? Just like, they can't... They do so much work for the games, for sure. And I want to give another shout-out for Filmmaker, who I know as Israel, for helping with all the editing on the series of reviews that I did. So, yeah, big shout-out there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We have an answer from Islander M, and they said, "The start of Animal Crossing Wild World, when you're working for Tom Nook and it's mostly silence, but for the tinkling of a few notes. It honestly makes me so melancholy and nostalgic. I would stay so much longer in that phase of the game if I ever played it again, purely to listen to that track." Yeah, those are very nice when it's a song that only plays during certain portions of the game, very limited, and it makes those moments very memorable, and whenever you go back to them, yeah, it brings those memories back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so nice.
Nice.
That reminds me of in New Leaf when Isabel like gives you the map and tells you to go find the town hall. You get different music then too. It's I love when they're few and far between. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pip says, "For me, it's the main menu song of Population Growing. I remember starting the game up in the family living room, playing on the old box TV and sitting on the carpet floor because controllers were not wireless yet. I would play for hours instead of watching TV because the game was so amazing." Ugh, that is, yes, you're always on the floor with the controllers as a child. That's such a good memory.
Yeah, that brings it all home for me for sure. Tumeg said, "Definitely the startup screen from Population Growing. Me and my sister would play in my bedroom after school. I had a box TV on my dresser, and we had to sit on the very edge of my bed because the controller would barely reach far enough. I played and exploited the game for hours. I think I still have the cheat code memorized for 30k bells." I almost memorized that cheat code too recently as I was trying to like quickly get to some points in the game for some footage. So yeah, nice. Takes me back too.
Cool. We have an answer from Islander Logan, and he said, "I think that 5 p.m. from New Leaf is the most nostalgic track for me. It is one of, if not the best Animal Crossing song in my opinion, and brings back so many memories I'd made with my first Animal Crossing game." That's very nice. And you know what? I'm pretty sure a lot of people that play this game while they were working and they got out of work at 5 and they started to play, that this track is definitely memorable. That was definitely my experience. I loved it. I love getting out of work and hearing that song.
That's one of my favorite tracks from that game, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Kiki says, "7 p.m. from New Leaf has all the feels for me. It reminds me of lazy days spent running around my New Leaf town, which I'd called adenoids." I love 7 p.m. too. This one, like, this is the one that has that, like, running piano music kind of, and then it stops and plays, I don't know, like the, it's like a woodwind instrument.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like ambiance to it, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like just when the game had gotten dark for nighttime, like, oh, yes. It's so good.
Yeah, that's a great one. Well, yeah, thanks everybody for your answers. Definitely a really nice look through just what you liked, what makes you feel nostalgic about the game and everything. I thought it was a good way to celebrate episode 200, go through some nice Animal Crossing memories. So, yeah, thank you all for your support, and we're glad to have you on the show and, you know, just always sharing your thoughts. And Sergio, Nina, thank you both. I mean, it's been a long road. It's been one that is always fun to fit into my week for sure. So I really appreciate having both of you to talk about everything Animal Crossing, because otherwise I'd just be talking to myself about it. Like, this is why I started the show, because I talk about the game too much. Obviously, I just posted an hour and 30 something minute review of New Horizons, which I feel could have been longer. So I really appreciate having both of you, and you know, Hopefully we get another 200 episodes in.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, yeah, thank you both you, Chewy and Nina. Love you guys and love our listeners. Thank you, each and every one of them.
And hopefully we can, you know, we can stick together and there'll be a new game before we know it.
Yeah, who knows how many Animal Crossing games will be out before this all ends and, you know, we're just gone forever.
Oh my gosh.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just moving away. Okay. Sometimes your villagers have to go.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you all so much for tuning into this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. The link is in the description. Check it out. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making the show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, what is the most nostalgic song for you? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let people know how we're doing. Haken is Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody, and thank you.
See you all in 201.